Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Chris Brownell. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So Chris is a resident engineer at the Missouri Department of Transportation, and we're going to talk today about US 54, which is going to see a lot of construction activity starting this summer and going as part of a two-year project to rehabilitate some bridges, about a dozen bridges, if I'm right.
That's correct.
In the Jefferson City specific area there. So, Chris, overall, MoDOT's planning to spend $5.3 million to rehabilitate those bridges. Generally, what are the conditions of the bridges that are requiring attention?
Okay, well, you know, they get a inspection, a safety inspection, on a routine basis every year, every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And from those inspections, and a lot of those structures were all built really close to the same time.
Okay.
And based on those inspections, that's what predicates rehabilitative work or replacement. And in this case, it's rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of these bridges, like I said, are similar. And so the rehabilitation is the same on all of them. It makes logical sense to group that together to get better value for that work.
Yeah. So when were all these bridges, what time frame are we talking about here, roughly?
Roughly, I mean, mid-1900s, right? It was 70 years ago, probably.
Wow.
When these were built. I don't know the exact date, but that's about the general timeline.
Yeah.
I know there was some work on the tri-level in the 90s, but I think these predate that a little bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So the project starts Monday, right, on 54 at Linden Drive and Stadium Boulevard. So walk us through what you're planning to do with those bridges.
Right, so it's Route 54,
yep.
So that's where the bridges are. There are two bridges over Linden Street, it's a Jeff City Street, and then you go up to the west, and you'll come to Stadium Street, which we have two other bridges. 54 crosses that too as well. So they're similar bridges. We're going to have to rehab those. So the problem is they're not the similar widths. The width of the bridge at Stadium is wider.
Yeah.
So we're able to work. We can have vehicles on one side of that bridge and rehab the other side.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do at both the Stadium bridges. We'll just have one lane closed, one lane open on each bridge.
Yeah.
But the Linden bridges are narrow, so
okay.
It was through, you know, trying to figure out what the contractors can do, but they don't have enough room safely to do it. So we're going to switch, cut the median, the permanent barrier,
okay,
and we're going to get a crossover, and we'll get traffic going head to head on one of the bridges while we work on the other.
Okay, so that's similar to what you guys did last summer.
It is.
On 54, closer to the bridge.
Right, we had two bridges. One was over Route 50 on 54, yeah. And the other 54 bridge was over McCarty Street.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We had to do the same thing.
Okay.
This is, I would consider, a little less intrusive.
Yeah.
We're staying a little farther away from Route 50 and 63.
Okay. So what should motorists expect during these construction phases? As you say, it's going to be head-to-head traffic. Will speed limits be reduced? I assume the lanes sure. might be a little bit smaller.
That's right. There's going to be varying widths, but yep. at the tightest places, that's where we have to put the width restriction, which is going to be 11 feet.
Okay.
And so, like I said, it'll be varying, but 11 feet is the most narrow.
Mm-hmm.
The speed limits will vary. So where it makes sense to go 50, we'll go 50. But where it makes sense to go 35, that'll be signed to go 35. And we're just going to try to keep safe, reasonable limits through the work zone.
Yeah.
Like I said, Linden's going to go head-to-head, and then it'll go back over, and then we'll be one lane each direction
mm-hmm.
without going head-to-head. So.
Okay. So now, will the work be done primarily during daytime hours or day and nighttime hours, weekends?
It'll be daytime. In the very beginning, we're going to start on Monday night.
Okay.
So we're going to start on Monday night disrupting traffic. I think Tuesday, depending on how far we get, as to whether we're going to be in a one-lane condition during the day or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the plan is certainly on Wednesday we'll be in a one-lane condition. Of course, there's a temporary traffic control set up while everything's moving. So in that temporary setup Monday, or Tuesday, I guess, Monday night into Tuesday, you're going to see the traffic allowed on the outer lanes of both of them while they work on that inside.
Okay.
And then as they get that set up, we'll turn them into the more permanent situation of the head-to-head plus the stadium, single lane on each bridge.
Yeah, yeah. So the previous contract we referenced earlier about last summer, there were some incentives in there for the contractor if he's able to the company's able to finish early to reap some rewards from that. I assume that it happens here as well.
It does. It does. It's such a congested and busy stretch of road. Mm-hmm. We have put some incentives for the contractor if they can complete it. With a max, we have a cap, but if they have that carrot out there, that if they can work more efficiently and get it done in a less amount of time, they will have pretty significant savings.
Yeah.
We call it liquidated savings on their end. They'll receive an incentive. Yeah.
Yeah. So as we said, this is going to be going from Linden to the bridge. What's going to be the most challenging part of that? Is there, as far as, if you're a motorist, what's the one that you're really watching for that you may have to alter your routes or would have the biggest impact on you?
Right. I think, there's a lot of decisions. Say if you're going over the Missouri River Bridge, just without any road work, there's a lot of decisions you got to make on where you're going, right?
True.
So the less we impact those decisions, the better the motorist is going to have an experience.
Yeah.
And so this work zone is further to the west. We will have work zone signage that will impact the bridge, so there'll be other things to read. But I think that major decision is, do I take 50, 63, or do I take Route 54?
Yeah.
And I think they'll be able to make that decision, and it won't be severely impacted as it was last year. So
yeah,
I think that's the best part. And then outside of that, I think it's a normal lane closure for a divided four-lane highway where you're going to have a lane closed ahead, lane closed. You're going to have speed reductions. You'll have the big arrow barricade there. We call them directional indicator barricades. They're small little A-frame things that tell you to get over.
Yeah.
You'll have about 1,000 feet, 800 feet to get over, and you're in that single-file line. There should be, it is a risk and a concern because there's so many other things that you're looking at coming across that bridge and those highways divide. So we're going to have our devices up. Hopefully they're going to be in a position that can be seen. We may have some local law enforcement there. Maybe not necessarily for enforcement because, they always have that ability to enforce, but maybe just to get extra attention on some areas so motorists know, hey, you got a merge coming up. Get ready to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and so one element of this also is to take part of a bridge down, right?
Yes, that's part of the bigger job, right?
Right, right, right.
That's not part of this phase.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. So when is work expected to be completed?
They have about 165 days
for
this first phase. Like I said, there's you mentioned earlier, there's about a dozen. Yeah, there's 11 bridges in this contract. Now, this is just two of the bridges.
Right.
And it's 165 days. And there's incentives to get that reduced for both those bridges. So I'm really hoping we get it done in less than 165 days. That's what we're looking at. So August, September.
Okay.
In that time frame is kind of more realistic if they get started next week like they're planning.
Okay. So let's talk about the next phases then. So this is done August, September, thereabouts.
Right.
What are the next phases?
The contractor has a tentative schedule for it shows me all the bridges and the entire project so I can see that he has a plan to complete everything by the time he has to in the contract. Mm-hmm. But that does change, right? He has that prerogative. And at the moment, even though he has a good plan set in place, depending on various things that happen with his company, with the weather, whatever it is, it could change. So I just want to preface that.
Yeah.
But I think there was talk of Vetter Lane. Let me just go through the bridges that are on the project.
Great.
So you and everyone else can understand. There's two contracts.
Mm-hmm.
One is set on Route 50, and one is set on Route 50 and 54. So,
okay.
The first contract is the one we're starting, And it's got 2 years. So it's got the summer of 26, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. is when we have to get that completed. Maybe it's, yeah, I think it's the summer or fall, but they have 2 years to complete all this work. On Highway 50, we're going to be improving the Vetter Lane. So there's a Vetter Lane in Jeff City. Highway 50 has bridges east and westbound that go over Vetter Lane. Those are going to be rehabilitated.
Okay.
And if you keep going towards Jeff City, we get to the tri-level area.
Uh-huh.
There is a bridge in that mid-level of the ramp system that is barricaded off and we don't use.
Right.
Been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that part of this contract is coming down.
Okay.
Bringing that down. So, also, there is a Bolivar Street Bridge that goes over Route 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in that same neighborhood adjacent to.
Yeah.
It's right by Big Whiskey's in the hotel.
Yep.
It has some overhangs on it with that were meant for ADA sidewalk features and things like that. It needs some rehab, plus those overhangs, we're going to take those off, and
okay.
we'll actually have a sidewalk. We'll keep a sidewalk, and we'll redo the bridge a little bit there and rehab it.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of this project.
Okay.
So that's right there in town. And then Missouri Boulevard, there's a bridge on Highway 54. If we go mm-hmm. up 54, and you're going towards Linden and Stadium, on the way there, there's a bridge over Missouri 54, the Missouri Boulevard.
Yeah.
That's going to get rehabbed. That's not part of this first phase, but that is coming also in this project. And then, of course, we have the two bridges we talked about. There's also the Madison ramp. So if you're coming, mm-hmm. say, from Madison Avenue, you're going to fly over and you go 54 westbound.
Yeah.
There's a bridge there.
Yep.
And that bridge is going to get rehabbed. And then go all the way down out of town to the Morrow River crosses Route 54, a few miles out of town.
Sure.
It's not the one over the Moreau River, but if you just keep going west a little bit, there's like an overflow
uh-huh.
and another bridge because there's floods.
Yep.
That's going to get a similar rehabilitation because it's a similar bridge.
Okay.
So that's really the gist of the bridges on the project.
Yeah.
So back to your question, what's coming next? It could be Missouri Boulevard Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the Vetter Bridges. And that could change. That could go to another bridge. I will say we have the Madison Bridge, that ramp.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to the Stadium Bridge and where Madison ramp comes in, that's one of the ramps that are going to close for the duration of these other two projects.
Oh, yeah.
While that's closed, even though the Madison Bridge has its own contract time, the contractor is asking to build and work on that third bridge while the other two are under construction. So that's a huge benefit, and I'll my hat's off to the contractor on that one because, you know, from an owner standpoint, from MoDOT standpoint, there's not a whole lot of contractors that you want to put on the clock for working on three bridges simultaneously.
Yeah.
You know, so that limits who you can do that, and our contractor right now is throwing that out there, so that's awesome, and it's good to see, and I hope we can get that accomplished. That just takes one more contract time off and one more inconvenience.
Yeah. Well, and as somebody who drives that daily, that over that bridge, I mean, I'd rather it all got done at once, right?
That's right. I mean, the more we can do, I mean, the capacity there. So it's going to be closed. It makes sense to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Beyond these contracts, MoDOT is also focused on 54 for another future potential project that I thought we might chat about. Mm-hmm. And so, as we understand it, you guys are considering a project to widen US 54 from on the other side of the bridge, the north side of the bridge, between the US 63 interchange, southbound interchange, and the bridge, specifically adding a lane in there. Let's talk about, first of all, how many vehicles use that section of road every day, and how do you believe widening is going to help that?
Okay, well, the exact data at that location for average daily traffic I don't have. I know in the general area of the tri-level, I've heard up to 80,000 cars a day.
So, wow.
You know, you take those segments off those two routes and see, you know, three routes right there and see if that translates to that area. But it's a lot of cars, right?
Yeah.
We only work at night because the daytime lane closure would be bad unless we absolutely have to. So it's a congested area. The benefit to that project, I mean, public comment could be, you know, on both sides of the fence always.
Right.
But as far as an engineer and looking at capacity increases and the users that use that road and the bridge and where they originate from to get to the bridge, it is a very beneficial impact to have 63 have a direct lane onto that bridge. It's going to function in that area very well. That's my opinion, but I think that's also a lot of others. That's why this bridge is, or this project come to. We did in 2024, we increased the eastbound 54 by adding a lane. So now we have two lanes going, it'd be north, but it's the eastbound 54, and you have one dedicated lane going east to 63. I don't commute that every day. I don't know what the actual benefits over this last year have been.
Yeah.
But when I do go through there, it does flow pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's helping, and I hope people see that it's helping. So to have that done on the other side, you're going to get a similar response out of that, right? It's going to impact Route W, Airport Road, that has its dedicated shot right to the bridge for years and years.
Sure.
And the users that use that truly find that of value, and it is. But the only change is now they're still going to have access, but they're going to be the one merging instead of the mass amount of 63 traffic merging.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be merging, you know, it should be a pretty good merge. I mean, distance.
Yeah.
That they'll have room to do that.
So. Yeah. Well, and much like you, occasionally I'll travel that, and I think it was last week I was over there at around 8 a.m., and to see the traffic backed up on 63 trying to get on to 54 was just enlightening, right? Because I don't encounter it every day, and I think a lot of folks are that way, you know? And so it certainly makes sense that a dedicated lane would help relieve that congestion on 63 itself.
It's a daily congestion, I think.
Yeah.
But you add the capacity, you're going to increase it by 33%, right?
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It's going to have another lane, so it's bound to alleviate some of that.
Yeah, yeah. So what specifically will need to be done to add that lane?
Well, there's got to be some right-of-way acquired.
Okay.
That's a big one, and I know there's hurdles with that, and I won't speak to that, but I know that there's hurdles to that. There's public consideration. I mean, there's public hearing. You mentioned something that I think that's next Tuesday. And I believe in the public release, that's all going to be available online. The project should have a website. I believe it has a website. If you go to MoDOT.org and navigate to projects, you could probably find that. And I know Central District, if you were to email cdcr@MoDOT.gov, I think that MoDOT.mo.gov, that they'll respond to any questions that are out there too.
Okay. So. All right.
And so that's coming up, and people have questions. MoDOT's always willing to converse about that.
Right.
I just hope that they reach out and understand. You know, it's we're there. We're there to listen and talk about it. So.
Okay. Well, and we'll put some of that information in our show notes too. That will help folks get to those sites to learn about the open houses as well as how to comment if they can't make the open house. So. So you have these hearings. So what then will you do with the information?
Well, it's the next step in the project, right? We gather all the information and evaluate. And I'm not on the planning side or that initial design side. I'm a part of it on the construction side, but I get brought in for, you know, it's a good consensus to have the whole project team meet once in a while on it. So I'll get informed on the next steps, but, the more information, the better, so better decisions can be made how the project moves forward.
Yeah. So with this project, I mean, where are we at in the scope of things? I mean, has funding been necessarily allocated for the widening?
It's set for next year.
Okay.
So it's in the STIP. So it is on our list. So it's something MoDOT's going to, you know, try to honor our commitment on.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are things hanging there. The right-of-way thing, I believe, is, you know, still in the work. There's a lot of things. Just like with any project, there's hurdles. We work through that.
Yep. But
if it's in the STIP, it's MoDOT's commitment. So we'll work on that with priority and make sure we see, you know, whatever the battles are to get to that improvement. We're going to work through that and try to get there any way we can.
Sure. For those who may not know what a STIP is, why don't you give them an idea?
Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that MoDOT has a 5-year plan. So if we put a project in the STIP in that plan, then that is like we're going to honor that commitment. Yeah. We're going to get funding for that. We have funding for that. It's a plan. We're going to do that. So okay. It's a 5-year plan. We issue that every year.
Yep.
We make amendments to it. Sometimes things slide and move. Mm-hmm. In rare cases, possibly come off there. I mean, we do everything we can. You know, we add to the step, where things are needed. So, but it is a plan, right? So
right.
It is what it is. And I know through my years at MoDOT, if it goes on there, we're going to build it.
Yeah.
Unless something tragically happens and we can't.
So, yeah.
I really look forward, me personally, I look forward to this job going through, and I hope it is a success, and the public sees what it's going to be on a preliminary design level and ask all the questions and provide all the concerns, because those things can, make a difference to where designers can tweak this here and there to help with a concern, help with a comment, to alleviate something that's going to be a concern, whether that's residents or business owners. And safety is always the number one driver.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, Chris, sounds like you got a busy few months ahead of you here. So we appreciate you stopping by today to kind of give us an update on what we'll be facing.
Yep. It's going to be a busy season, but I think on the Highway 54 corridor, I do believe it's going to be a little better than last year. So fingers crossed, but we've the lessons learned, and we're going to make it safe and try to get the communication out there where it needs to be.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.